This is WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. Mourners gathered in Brooklyn this morning for the funeral of Saheed Vassal. As the debate continues over his shooting death by police, emotions ran high at a community meeting between residents and local commanders in Crown Heights last night, even as the mayor announced a new task force to reform the city's response to emotionally disturbed people in crisis. Vassal had a history of mental illness and was pointing a metal object at people on a busy street. Five officers responded to a series of 911 calls. Within seconds, Vassal was shot 9 times and died. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez was at the meeting last night, and she joins me now here in our studios to discuss the continuing impact of this case on our city. Cindy, would you describe the community meeting for us? Who organized it and who showed up?
Sure, Jamie. So, you know, police precincts across the city hold community meetings every month, usually to talk about the more mundane, petty crimes that can impact a neighborhood. This one took place inside a middle school auditorium across the street from the 71st precinct, where the night after Vassal was killed, angry protests took place. So the commanding officer, Deputy Inspector Frank Giordano, was there. So were roughly a dozen young vocal activists and older people from the community who were also vocal. A few dozen others just sort of sat quietly and observed.
In addition to the funeral this morning, there was also a wake last night, less than a mile away from the community meeting, and you went to both. So what was on people's minds?
Well, there was a real mixture of anger and sadness. You know, people questioned why police shot Vassal so fast and whether they gave him a real chance to drop what he was holding. They questioned why police respond with weapons when someone's mentally ill and whether that escalates situations. And some activists encouraged people to call on community leaders to help mediate disputes instead of calling 911. This young woman we're about to hear called out the precinct commander and said the community needs to solve these issues themselves.
So when something like Saheed comes up, can we call on each other to answer this problem? Not him, because his institution criminalizes black bodies. We need to understand that.
How did that comment and question sit with the rest of the room, Cindy?
Well, Jamie, you know, her mistrust of police was palpable, and she went on to describe a generational divide in which she said older black people are pacified by police. And that prompted some of the older residents in the audience to ask, who would police us if not police? Here's a woman named Karen Fleming.
I'm one of those older people, but I'm not repressed or oppressed by the police. But one thing I do know is that what would we be without any police?
Alive!
And we have, hold on. You know, you have to stop and think about that. They're not going anywhere, and neither are we. We are looking for an answer which will let us know that tomorrow something is going to be different here.
So Jamie, Fleming went on to ask Deputy Inspector Giordano why community police officers, who were supposed to be building relationships with the community, didn't intervene when police were called. And here's what Giordano said.
Ma'am,
I didn't get 3 minutes.
Our job is to protect human life. We regret the loss of human life under any circumstance. However, our job requires split-second decisions at times. And this situation required us to make a split-second decision based upon the 911 calls and the fact that we believe them to be armed.
Can we hear the 911 calls?
So some of those callers weren't so sure that Vassal was carrying a gun, but at least one caller seemed convinced. But the problem is the dispatchers apparently didn't convey any doubt to the responding officers. The officers were simply responding to calls about a man with a gun.
Right, the 911 callers, and they didn't know he was emotionally disturbed necessarily, so they responded very aggressively. Cindy, the mayor announced this week that he's convening a task force to look at the city's response to emotionally disturbed persons, EDP, NYPD lingo. Will 911's system be a party to what this task force reviews?
Well, Jamie, I asked them that question, and they said the entire system will be looked at, which includes the dispatch system. But the problem is bigger than how what police say to 911 operators gets communicated to police. Advocates and elected officials want EDP calls to be diverted from the police completely. They want the city to create a system by which calls of a certain risk level could go to, for instance, a mobile crisis team, which typically includes a nurse, a psychiatrist, and a social worker. The city wouldn't commit to anything, but said the task force would consider whether there could be more of these teams.
Now, I understand that police tried to show the video of what prompted the 911 calls to demonstrate how the callers could believe that Vassil was a real threat. What was the reaction to that?
Well, yes, the police released video of Vassil walking down the street pointing a metal object at people. They also released a video that shows what the officers did, but it's from far away and it's very difficult to see, and it took a public outcry before that video came out. But here's Giordano showing the video of Vassil at the community meeting and narrating what's being shown.
The male with the gun proceeds down Utica Avenue to Union Street.
Stop saying male with a gun! We're not stupid! It's disrespectful for you to keep calling it a gun!
Very emotional. You can just hear the divide there. Did he get to finish presenting that video?
No, Jamie, it pretty much ended there. People really felt like by showing the video, Giordano was attempting to justify the shooting, and that didn't sit well at all.
Mm-hmm. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez. Cindy, thank you so much for your reporting.
You're welcome, Jamie.